531. Pacific Media Network News at 7, kia ora and mahalo elele, I'm Tauru ki Rongo. A growing number of young Pacific health professionals signals a promising future for the health and well-being of Pacific people in New Zealand. Associate Minister of Health Opito William Seo will officially open the Pacific Medical Association Conference in Wellington this morning. Pre-conference workshops yesterday centred around mental health and youth leadership. Wellington vascular and transplant surgeon Dr. Tokilupe Taumupeo is encouraged by the new generation of Pacific health professionals.
And one of the things that's been amazing for me to witness is the growing number of Pacific medical students. So we have a whole half a day workshop, which is really about leadership. Students from medical school, nursing school, physio, dentistry, students from multiple health disciplines.
And former Prime Minister Helen Clark says this country's approach to drug use has failed. A report from her foundation, along with the Drug Foundation, says current policies towards meth are causing significant harm. They want to remove criminal penalties for meth use and a pilot program to follow the purchase of a speed substitute. The report also recommends a successful Northland treatment program rolled out nationwide and better Kaupapa Māori support. Ms. Clark says Aotearoa needs to focus on harm minimization instead of locking people into a cycle of addiction and incarceration. And PMN Tonga's language producer Filippo Motulalo says Tongan Language Week can leave a legacy for youth. Motulalo says as more Tongans are born in New Zealand and grow up in English-speaking environments, they do not learn their native language. He says the language enables an understanding of values in Tongan culture and identity.
We get older and we die and pass on, but the value of our language and our culture still stay alive within our children. It's an important heritage that we will pass on.
And Tongan Language Week starts today. Air New Zealand will add more flights to the Auckland Apia route as demands from passengers increases. The airline's Karen Gatt told the Samoan Observer they will be increasing flights in October. She says there's been exceptionally high demand for travel to Samoa from New Zealand since the borders reopened on the 1st of August. Air New Zealand will begin operating an extra 5 flights a week from October and daily from November onwards. And Hawaii's only coal-fired power plant has burnt its last after it closed down last week. The last coal shipment arrived in the islands at the end of July, and the coal plant closed on Thursday after 30 years in operation. The facility produced up to 1/5 of the electricity in Oahu. Hawaii Governor David Edge says the facility is one of the largest emitters, and closing the facility means the end of 1.5 million metric tons of greenhouse gases being emitted annually. And that's news at 7. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.